This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon.
Good to see in the void again tonight. Well, that there was my new looping setup. I know I did that looping show a while ago where I just, me and my looping pedal and all my synthesizers and everything here, I kind of did like a live show. And I haven't really played much with my looping stuff since then. I don't think I've even done one loop since then. But I've been thinking more and more about playing out live here and there by myself, because I can't seem to gather musicians to play with me. And I don't mean to sound like I'm whining or anything like that, because I left a handful of great musicians I used to play with in Ontario that I know if I went back, they would welcome me with open arms. But I don't live there anymore, so I've been having issues finding reliable human beings to interact with here in Nova Scotia, which is what it is. So my looping station is my only recourse, I guess, at this point anyway. So on top of my wife getting me a guitar for my birthday, my family pooled together and bought me an iPad. And it's an iPad is something I've always kind of wanted, solely for the purpose of its musical capabilities. And it is very capable. And on top of that, I have hundreds of dollars worth of gear laying around that I wasn't really using that is incredibly capable with my iPad. And it's doing things I did not know were possible. So this is a wonderful experience for me. And that was just my first attempt at doing like a live loop. And there it was. And I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sure there'll be more to come, and hopefully this summer at some point, I'll go play some local shows. And it'll be weird, it'll be loud, and it'll be fun. And tonight is all about being weird. There's no particular theme other than the fact that I just picked a bunch of songs that are probably weird from my record collection to listen to tonight. The first one is a band I've been listening to a lot recently because of Mackenzie. Of course, you know, when you have a baby, you do whatever you can to keep it happy, right? Because no one likes a crying baby. And you play with your baby. You see what songs it likes and sounds it likes and everything, right? It's all about just trying to find what it likes. And music is a big thing in my household. And Mackenzie loves jumping on the Jolly Jumper. And she loves jumping around to music. And I put on Pepper by the Butthole Surfers on 2 or 3 months ago, and she latched onto it immediately. And she's been a big fan of that, you know, 90s sort of like trash dance music. I don't know what she would call it, because it's not dance music. It's like psychedelic funk. I don't know. That same kind of vibe you get when you listen to bands like Beck, you know, and that Loser song from Mellow Gold. Same kind of sound. So yeah, this was a song by the Butthole Surfers that came out album after the one with Pepper, the one that Mackenzie likes. That album is called Electric Larryland. So I'm going to play the title track, or the first track. Well, it is a title track off of the album that came out after that, which is called Weird Revolution. And this is the track, The Weird Revolution.
Motives of a truly bizarre reality. The normal man entices and prostitutes and performs surgery on our weird women. Yes, even your brother could be a victim of his plastic fantasies. And if you weird out his daughter, he'll blast your ass. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Are you freaky with me? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So you can pluck out his feathers and smile, because you are defending our weird women from the freaky-ass thoughts of the bug-eyed, bow-legged, normal man.
Up next, we're going with the band that was led by the king of weird, David Allen, originally from Soft Machine, but more famously as the leader of Gong. Now, the last album he made with Gong, 2014, is called I See You. And this is one of my favorite Gong records. David never failed to deliver. And he always was a source of great musicians. He always got him young and got him good and unleashed him on the world, kind of like Frank Zappa or Miles Davis. And this song, I just love it. It's a grinding, in your face, almost like it's heavy metal almost. It's uncharacteristic of Gong, but yet it's perfect Gong. And I think it's the second track off the record. It's a good one. Again, the song is called Occupy. That's off the record I See You by Gong. Now, for legal reasons and immigration reasons, Gong had to sort of hide out in France for a while. The whole reason Gong existed is because David Allen wasn't allowed back in the UK to continue on as a member of Soft Machine. So when he was left in France, he continued making music with new people. And around the same time, or shortly afterwards, a whole musical movement started in France, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was sort of the reason for it. And that little movement of music was called the Zehul. And the most famous Zehul band would probably be Magma. And Magma is a perfect example of Zehul. But my current favorite Zehul band is a band called Iskatten. I'm going to play a track off their album Four Visions, and this track is also called Iskatten.
Thank you. fragiles, nous en serons les vainqueurs. Même si ce n'est qu'une illusion fragile, nous en serons les vainqueurs.
Next, I want to play a band that is one of those influential bands that never really made it big. And I've played them before. I've talked about the members of this band and bands around them much more than I've actually played the band. You know, guys like Mike Patton are friends with these dudes, you know, and you know that Crystal Fairy I played a track off of one or two times, and different Mars Volta projects and Omar Rodriguez. You know, these guys are all over the place. They played with Fantomas and whatnot, but we're talking about the Melvins. The Melvins kind of invented that grungy, sludgy, muddy sound that kind of became stoner rock and kind of became desert rock and definitely became grunge. Kurt Cobain named these guys as one of his biggest influences and favorite bands for many, many years. And Melvins were also big critics of Kurt Cobain because of his reckless behavior and his drug abuse and whatnot, because the Melvins aren't into drugs. The Melvins don't fuck around. These guys are super serious. They may live in a van, they may be super broke, but there's nobody like these guys anywhere. So this is a track off of an album they came out with about 3 or 4 years ago. I think it's their 24th or 25th album. It's called Working With God. And the track is called I Fuck Around. And it's kind of a cover. I hope you enjoy it.
Fuck around,
I fuck around,
yeah,
fuck around, round, round,
I fuck around,
I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street, I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. Fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah, the fuckheads know, so fucking leave us alone.
I fuck around.
Around.
stop fucking around. Stop fucking around.
Now I'm going to stop fucking around and play some real Melvins. This is a track called Night Goat off their album Houdini. And this is proper, top-tier Melvins. Now, you know what's got to come next. It's been too long. It's been shameful how long it's been. Maybe it hasn't been that long. I don't know. Maybe it's been 5 shows, 10 shows, 15 shows. How many shows has it been since we listened to some Mike Patton? So I want to go with a track off of Mike Patton's band, Tomahawk. A track off their second record. Now, Tomahawk was my real introduction to Mike Patton. I'm sure I would have gotten to him somehow eventually anyway, considering his gigantic web throughout my discography. But watching Tool back when I was a teenager, I was like 16 I think at the time, watched them at the Air Canada Center just a couple days after September 11th. Tomahawk opened for them. And it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. I was blown away by the goofiness and the seriousness and just the power. Tomahawk is a wickedly powerful band. They kind of have this like country rock punk attitude with the seriousness of like an avant-garde jazz or heavy metal band. I don't know what it is about them, but they are fantastic. And this song is sort of an anomaly for them. It's a little spacey. It's not as aggressive as usual, but it's also aggressive. And it's kind of poppy. At a point in the song, you're going to think like, wow, this band is capable of writing a killer hook. But they don't usually. Anyway, this is Captain Midnight off of Tomahawk's second record, Mitt Gas. Next, I'm going to play a cover song. Now, the cover song is performed by the Claypool Lennon Delirium, which is Les Claypool and Sean Lennon. their sort of brilliant duo thing that is greater than the sum of its parts. It's an amazing band. And they decided to do a little cover EP one time that featured a cover of a King Crimson track, a Pink Floyd track, a Who track, and then this band, the Flower Traveling Band, which are this, I want to say obscure. I could be out of my depth on this one, but I had never heard of these guys before I heard the cover. And they're a wonderful band. They're friends with John Lennon and Cream and Jimi Hendrix. These guys used to hang out with Jefferson Airplane, Big Brother Holding Company. These guys were all over the place. And they just sort of vanished into obscurity after a little while. Between 67 and 73, they released 4 albums. And then they broke up and then released one more in 2008. So I'm going to play a track from their second album called Satori. Satori is probably their first, like, original studio album, as they would call it. Because it's like a weird mix of different things. And the first record, I think, was sort of like a live compilation record of things they've been doing for a handful of years. And this album consists of 5 tracks, all called Satori. So this is Satori 1 by the Claypool Lennon Delirium.
I'm
Here's another delightfully weird track by King Crimson from their second record, In the Wake of Poseidon. The track is called Cat Food.
Come back, come on.
Well, it's that time again. Time to say bon voyage. So, next week, I'm going to have to meet you at a different time and place. From a different time and place, I guess. I'll have to use some sort of time machine to get to you. Because I'm going to be in Boston next Tuesday night. I'm going down to see a wonderful concert celebrating Maynard James Keenan's 60th birthday. And it's going to be three of my favorite bands. I don't know if they're my favorites. I mean, three bands I like that happen to be in my top 100 favorites, I guess. We're talking Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle. So Perfect Circle and Pussifer are two of Maynard's three main bands, excluding Tool, of course. And then Primus is a band that kind of exists inside of all of that. Primus has been around as long as Tool has been there, and they're two powerful bands from the 90s that feature a psychedelic edge that's sort of bordering on heavy metal, but it's also weird and obviously influenced by bands like King Crimson and Pink Floyd. And they share musicians at points. Like the drummer, Tim Alexander, from Primus, has been in all three of those bands at some point. But anyway, it's going to be a good show. But tonight, we're going to finish it off with some Mattoid with a wonderful song called Burn and Rob. No offense to any Christians out there. The song is hilarious either way. Love from the Void.
Let's rock. Ah. I bought a Christian record from Christian record store. Would've bought two, but wants to keep money for the poor. Came back home and put it on my turntable. Played it backwards cause I wanted to know what's going on. Soon all I wanted to do was to go and get drunk.
Drunk.
Go and get drunk and take lots of drugs.
Drugs.
Take lots of drugs and have lots of sex.
Sex.
Then go out and kill everybody in my neighborhood. Kill. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Christians maybe wanna burn and rock. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Kill everybody and quit my job. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Christians maybe wanna burn and rock. Yeah. Glory holy. So I broke into my neighbor's house and killed them with an axe. Stole all the money and drove off with the Humvee. Got myself loads of drugs and booze. Then found myself an orgy and had lots of nasty sex. It was kinky, kinky sex. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Christians maybe wanna burn and rock. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Have lots of sex and take lots of drugs. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Christians maybe wanna burn and rock, yeah. Hallelujah. So I got myself a gun and broke the bank. Got all smacked out by a loaded gun gang. Run across the country spreading fire and disease. Gonna burn to the devil down on my knees. Dear a Satan, you nasty son of a gun. Dear a Satan, I know I'm having fun. Dear a Satan, I thank you for the sex. Dear a Satan, drugs and all the rest. So Satan, why don't you tell those Christians to make another Christian record? That I don't need to play backwards no more. No more.